are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yes, we're kind of looking at this new story where four people have been injured at an ICU in Hutchinson Medical Center. I'm reading this right now. I'm trying to find out. Chattanooga, Tennessee. This was in Tennessee. I guess the shooter came in, shot his wife, mother-in-law, before he turned himself into authorities. We're trying to figure out what happened, why the wife was in the hospital. Was it the mother-in-law in the hospital? Why he did this? We don't have any information yet. But just, blows your mind that this could happen. Somebody could just walk into a hospital. Also, there was a story today where somebody, a young woman who had suffered a miscarriage, decides to walk into a hospital and steal another person's baby. The other lady was 19 years old, was breastfeeding her baby. The thief walked in and she's dressed up in scrubs, pretending to be a nurse, saying, oh, when, you know, after you're done breastfeeding, I'll come back and take the baby to the nursery. So she came back after the woman was done breastfeeding, took the baby, put the baby in her purse, the little infant in her purse, and started leaving the hospital. Now, the tag on the baby's ankle, you know, these hospital tags have devices where it just starts to ding, ding, ding. So then what happened is the alarms went off. And, of course, a couple of the maintenance men, you know, tried to grab her. She jumped in the car, drove away, but they were able to get her license plate an hour later, get the baby. You know, of course, family's mad that it even got that far, how somebody could pretend to be a nurse, walk in there and steal the baby. But I got to tell you, in light of these two stories today, somebody better get their act together, you know, in terms of security. You know, we were talking about a couple years ago, should hospitals have metal detectors? Should there be? Absolutely. I think there should be a lot of security. You know, when Tupac Shakur was gunned down and brought into trauma ICU, I was working that night. And, of course, one of the biggest concerns we had while we were trying to resuscitate him, and unfortunately he didn't make it, of course, was someone's going to come in and try to finish the job. Right? If they think he's alive, someone's going to come in. And, you know, we were all prepared that we'd have to, you know, run for cover, hide, et cetera. You know, it just sometimes I just don't feel hospitals have enough security. Babies getting stolen, husbands shooting their wife and mother-in-laws. Dangerous stuff out there. Dangerous. So if we get any more news, we will tell you. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stuff to talk about. I want to be done with this whole implant thing, right? We're still talking about in the news these PIP implants, but the reason why is news today broke that women shouldn't just go, oh, great, it wasn't me because I didn't have a PIP breast implant. They say there's multiple other companies that might have used them. The Rofill M implants and other lists of companies they haven't even discovered yet, because when a manufacturing company comes up with a product, they sell it to multiple companies. And so this PIP implant that was supposedly defective came from a manufacturer that sold it to other places, other companies. And so now we're looking at possibly hundreds of thousands of women could have these implants that rupture and have cheap silicon. So, again, as we get more information on that, but right now they're saying Rofill M implants are PIP implants with different branding. All right. And so I know, you know, countries are going back and forth saying, well, we don't have to pay to take them out. We don't have to pay to take them out. So depending on where you live, France, it sounds like they're going to take them out. England, no. They say, nope, not enough proof. Not enough proof. All right, Venezuela, I think they're going back and forth now figuring this out. But from what I understand, thus far in America, we're okay. Again, I'm a little concerned because I want to know what other companies. Now, from what I understand, the FDA turned down the PIP implants. I'm hoping they stopped it at the source. If not, kind of like, you know, if you go back to like a family tree, it could have spread out by another branch. These implants got into another country and they got into American women's boobies. All right. And then that's a whole nother issue. So I'll have to keep you posted on that. That story just doesn't go away. It keeps going. Just like Listeria. Remember Listeria just again and again. That went on for months. You know, when and it bothers you because you're like, how much worse is this going to get? You just don't know. So thank you all for tuning in. I had a very busy day with radio. I filled in for Alan Stock. I was on the Andy Dean Show, America Now, and, of course, doing my show. I could be on radio all day, but if I sound a little hoarse, I apologize. It's been a very busy radio day. In fact, the last hour, I did have a little difficulty getting through a story on women in their 80s and their ability to orgasm, and I couldn't. I am not laughing again. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. It was hard to get through. But, I mean, I'm really proud of all these. I mean, if you're 80 and you're loving sex, I mean, good for you. It's just, unfortunately, I don't think I'm as good of a radio host to get through that kind of a story, you know, especially when they start talking about, you know, well, I just not going to go through it again. But I'm proud of you guys. Very, very proud of you guys. Okay. Now, I do have to yell at some of you. 1 in 10 smokers report that they have concealed their smoking from their healthcare providers. You're lying, or you're not telling us you smoke. 1 in 10 of you, very bad boys. Very, very bad boys. I'm very disappointed. New results from a national survey say 1 in 10 smokers in the U.S. did not disclose their smoking status to their healthcare providers, who are among the most important resources that a smoker could have. Furthermore, social stigma around smoking may contribute to why smokers sometimes keep their smoking status secret. That's not why. They don't want to get fired. Right? In the news for the last few days, they're saying how if you're a smoker, your chance of getting hired is next to none. Of course, people are keeping it quiet. We should talk about that after break. Survey of 3,100 adult participants, I guess, were surveyed. And 1 in 10 said they do not disclose their smoking status. They don't tell. You know, one of my patients told me he didn't smoke, and my nurses are supposed to have your shirt off when you get a chest x-ray. If you're a woman, you're wearing a gown. Guys could just be shirtless. But I guess the nurse was a new nurse and x-rayed him with his shirt on. Well, when I take a look at the x-ray, there's this big rectangular carton. Yeah, a rectangular carton. He had his smokes with him. And he told me he didn't smoke. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't lie to us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait, call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I know a lot of people lie. They lie to their doctor. And it's tough because you want to tell the doctor, you know, don't write down that I do pot. Don't write down that I, you know, take drugs. And then you walk out of there going, oh my gosh, did the doctor put that down? What did I do? I think this whole doctor-patient relationship, is very awkward. It is very awkward, okay? You're supposed to be able to tell your doctor anything and everything. And your medical record is supposed to be kept private. And it is. It's a private medical record. All right. There's patient confidentiality. Nobody's supposed to know. All right. Nobody's supposed to know. Yet here's insurance companies. You know, the doctor, let's say, saw you because they diagnosed you with HIV. All right. And they think you're contracting AIDS from the HIV. You know, HIV turns into AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So they saw you for that. All right. Well, in order to get paid for that visit, the doctor has to put down the code. And then who gets the code? Well, the insurance company. Fourth floor of some building, and, you know, that gets, you know, hopefully processed. And, yes, it's a code, but, I mean, the code could be cracked. It's the same universal code we use throughout the country for that same disease, you know. And I understand why a lot of patients, they really don't want to talk to the doctor and have things put in the chart, especially, you know, now that we're talking about, you know, smokers and smokers not getting jobs and being denied jobs. A lot of workplaces are doing nicotine tests or having you do drug testing, basically. And if nicotine shows up, you don't get the job. You know, I mean, no wonder you don't want any record, right? And, you know, I don't know of any local doctors, luckily, that have ever had their system hacked, right, and their medical records, you know, looked at. But if the Pentagon could be hacked into, and the CIA, right, and then the Senate, right, with, you know, then you wonder, I mean, could my medical records ever be hacked? And it's frustrating because you really don't want to have a superficial conversation with your doctor. Right. You have to, you know, be able to tell your doctor everything. But then on the flip side, insurance companies will have a big problem with the doctor and deny payment if they think the doctor lied. You know, before the pre-existing condition clause with Obamacare, if a doctor failed to disclose something, then it would look like insurance fraud. I mean, insurance companies all the time say we need to see, you know, all the records in the last 2-3 years or from this date. And then you have to send the insurance company the patient's records. I think that's baloney. Whatever happened to privacy? Why do insurance, you know, there's an insurance company in town where if a doctor codes a level 4 or 5, they want a copy of the notes. That's not fair. It's none of their business. It is none of their business. Why are insurance companies above the doctor-patient confidentiality? You know, I yell about this all the time because I'm a very frustrated physician and I'm a frustrated patient. I'm an extremely frustrated patient. I mean, luckily, you know, my medical history is an open book. I'm going to tell you guys, you know about the tumor I had, you know about, you know, my, you know, little issues, you know, I've had nip tuck. I don't really have anything to hide, but you know, what if I get stuck by a needle and I contract AIDS or HIV and then I go on to have an AIDS? I mean, am I really going to want that public knowledge? I mean, right now, like I said, I, you know, if my chart gets into the wrong hands, I don't care what's in there. I'm good. But a lot of us know we're not good with that. We're not good with that. There's something really wrong. And I think and of course, this was not addressed in Obamacare by any means. You know, they thought they addressed it by saying, well, no pre-existing conditions. They could have addressed it by saying insurance companies are not allowed to know your diagnosis. Nobody should. The only person that should know your diagnosis is your doctor and you. You know, even your family members aren't allowed to know your diagnoses unless you give permission. Right? Those are the HIPAA laws. Why didn't Obamacare say that? We are going to do away with codes because if they're already doing away with pre-existing clauses, the main reason why insurance companies wanted a code is because if you had a history of that code, whether it was asthma or cancer or HIV or whatever, then they knew they could deny you. That's why they wanted the doctors to give all the codes. If they didn't think the doctor gave all the codes, they asked for the notes so they could read your chart line by line. That should have been abolished, I think, in Obamacare. That would have been very easy. If the doctor says they did level 3 work, you pay them for a level 3. I mean, they're not even really paying us. I mean, insurance companies, they knock down a $100 bill to $30 and they give you 5 and tell you to go get the copay of 25 for the $5. Do the insurance companies really need your diagnosis? Do they really need your code? But I think that's something that has to be addressed. Seriously has to be addressed. I mean, when we started the show, we talked about somebody walking into the ICU and shooting his wife and his mother-in-law. And then we talked about a young lady who had a miscarriage going into the hospital and stealing a baby and putting the baby in her purse and walking out and getting as far out as in her car and driving away. And luckily she was apprehended. I mean, if babies could be stolen and people could be shot, you think your medical records are safe? I don't trust this whole electronic medical system, especially since everybody's on a different system. And then if we do get on a national system, if the CIA could be broken into and hacked, who's to say our medical records can't? So it's very frightening. As a patient and as a doctor, I do not like the way the system is. I think it's completely wrong, and I think it's ridiculous that an insurance company gets to know your personal medical advice. You know what? I can't read this line. I need a supervisor over here. I'm in cubicle 10. I need a supervisor. I'm on the phone. Can you pass it down? Yeah. Person in cubicle 9, can you pass it to cubicle 8? What are we looking at here? Well, I can't read it. Supervisors, though, cubicle 8, can you help cubicle 10 read it? I'm not going to be able to. If it's a handwriting thing, I could look at it, but you're in cubicle 30. Come on over. I mean, this is what's happening. I'm not exaggerating. This is ridiculous. Our medical records are being passed around a floor in an insurance company, and no one's doing anything to stop it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Oh, it's all the doctor's fault. It's all the doctor's fault. Doctors want too much money. Really? Well, apparently a study came out today saying most hospital errors go unreported. They say 1 out of 7 medical errors and accidents that harm Medicare patients are reported by hospital employees, so 6 out of 7 aren't. Daniel Levinson, Inspector Director of Department of Health and Human Services, said even after medical facilities investigate reported injuries or infections, the facility rarely changes its practice to prevent it from happening again. Really? They say hospitals are required to track medical errors and adverse patient events and analyze their causes. True. They should. Hospital staff did not report most events that harmed Medicare beneficiaries. Okay. Well, of course, you want to prevent things from happening. Again, hospital errors happen a lot. But if they expect people to call up Medicare and report it, they got another thing coming. Because remember what's coming around the bend. Medicare, and I believe it's enacted this year, said if there's a hospital error or there's an issue that they think could have been prevented from the hospital that happened to the patient, the hospital has to pay for it. Medicare doesn't have to. So if you, let's say, are dizzy and you get out of your hospital bed and you fall and you break your hip, Medicare is not going to pay for it because they said it could have been prevented by the hospital. So now the hospital has to pay for your orthopedic surgery. And trust me, it's not going to be the state-of-the-art surgery. It's not going to be the best of the best. So, of course, Medicare wants to know what's going on so they don't have to pay. So looks like hospital workers aren't telling Medicare. System's really messed up. You know, Medicare tells people they're going to threaten them with financial penalty. You think someone's going to say, yeah, somebody broke a leg. Now we have a $50,000 procedure ahead of us. Well, even more. I mean, a broken leg could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hospital's going to go broke. Hospitals are going to close. Is that what they're trying to do? Are they trying to make a crisis? You know, it is so frustrating. I just wish they asked some of us doctors when they were planning Obamacare. I mean, couldn't they have just... I don't know who they asked. I don't know who they consulted. But obviously nobody with a brain. So hospital errors are pretty significant. 6 out of 7, they're reporting, is going unreported. All right? But keep in mind, Medicare has already made it known that if there is an issue caused by a hospital, they ain't paying. And look who's stuck in the middle, the patient. You guys are stuck in the middle. Is your leg, if you fall and fracture it because you were dizzy and you got out of bed without the nurse being there, you know, your fault, the hospital fault, Medicare fault, it's going to be hot potato. Somebody's going to have to pay to repair your femur fracture. So, I don't think people are going to disclose much to Medicare anymore because Medicare is going to find every reason not to pay. They don't have money. They need to find reasons to not pay. Medicare doesn't have money. That's doesn't look good. All right, guys, when we come back more on the Dr. Dolly Show, please don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Thank you all for staying with us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If we're ever not live in your area, please call, leave a message on our answer line, and we will address it usually the next live radio day, which is usually the next day. And if not, if you want a private email, you could email me. I promise it won't go, you know, to cubicle in these insurance companies. Now, a study came out today that was a little concerning for a lot of us because they say if dementia is going to start, it'll start when we're as young as 45. All right. Researchers gave tests of thinking skills to about 5,000 men, 2,200 women between the ages of 45 and 70 years old over a 10-year period. And they found that people between 45 to 49 experienced a notable decline in mental functioning, whether they were senior moments, whether they were, you know, giggling while trying to get through an article on 80-year-old women's orgasms like I did in the last hour. By the way, the last hour's show, I spent a significant amount of time on gambling and compulsive gambling, what makes us gamble, why casinos are able to, you know, prey on our sensory weaknesses. And I really welcome you to listen to that archive. It's going to be up on GCN Live archives within the next couple days of the show. And it was the first hour, the and I would recommend you listen to that for those interested. I'm sorry I can't do a show this hour on that because, again, I have to do different topics, usually different hours. But it was a great show on that if you want to listen to it. Okay. So even though much evidence says, okay, you know, as we're older, as we're in our quote-unquote senior years, that's when we'll start seeing it, more and more evidence is showing that cognitive dysfunction will show its face and surface as we're younger. All right, either loss of memory, either, senior moments, you know, brain farts, et cetera. I hate calling them senior moments because a lot of us have them too. You know, we start to get more forgetful. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of patients in their 40s or 50s. It's making them nervous. They're noticing it. You know, I mean, for me, I'm in my 40s now. And I know I'm not as sharp as the way I was in my 20s. Now, again, when I was in my 20s, I was a Miss Super student. And, you know, even though I was able to pass my boards, the medical boards, you know, it seems to get harder each time you take it. And that's probably because we're getting older. And luckily I'm passing, but it's very, very frustrating that I don't remember as much as I did. I mean, I can't believe I had the whole periodic table of elements memorized at one point. You try to have me do it now, can't do it. You know, like my son, he could recite every president, all the presidents. I'd have to relearn it again. It would take me a little longer. So yes, we do have certain things that obviously differ as we age. And yes, we may, you know, remember a little less. So how do you know? How do you know if you are on your way to dementia or Alzheimer's or not? Well, doctors are saying, well, it's more of the speed of the decline. You know, if you're kind of, you know, forgetting a little something here by here, year by year, all right, that could be age related. But I mean, if it's happening in chunks, then that's a concern. You know, like losing hair. You know, we lose hair every day. Hairs fall out. But when it comes out in chunks, that's when we would probably recommend, all right, see a doctor. Have them take a look at you. Now, what do you do, of course, to prevent dementia? We've talked about this a lot. Diets is very important. You know, a study came out last week saying you got to get your omega-3s. You have to get your vitamins in, vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin B, even vitamin D. You know, vitamin D now has been shown that that is a big culprit in lack of mental functioning. Again, I think they're talking vitamin D from the sun, but I'm not allowed to tell you to go out into the sun. We have to tell you to pop the pills. So vitamin D. But if your vitamin D is low, you're going to need to supplement your vitamin D also. So, of course, diet is extremely important. The healthier diet you keep. I mean, look how much crap we eat. We eat so much crap. And because we feel fine, we don't think anything's wrong. And then all of a sudden we have clogged arteries. We start getting dementia and we're like, you know, maybe I should have left, you know, the fat alone. And it's not just those of us who are in the fast food era. I mean, I remember my grandmother cooking, you know, again, because, you know, she was poor, we were poor. When you cooked a chicken, you cooked every part of that chicken. So your meat would be the meat, but then she would take the chicken fat and fry it up, and that was your starch. So you'd eat fried chicken fat, and you'd eat, it tasted good. You know, you ate the chicken. You didn't take off the skin because you could eat the skin. And, you know, I mean, you make a meal out of that chicken. You know, so even older people, you know, it's not just the young people with the fast food. A lot of us, the way we ate when we were, you know, younger, decades before, you know, was pretty crappy too. People living on the farm and the milk and the cream and the, you know, you drank milk from the cow. That was 100% fat. It wasn't the, low fat. Or 1%. So, we can't go back and change the past. All we could do is look towards the future. So try to eat healthy. Try to keep good exercise. Try to avoid toxins if you can. Cut back on the smokes. Cut back on the drinks. Keep the blood pressure down. Keep the diabetes in check. Hopefully your kidneys are good. Your liver's good. And you just have the doctor watch you. You know, it's frustrating for you guys to listen to a show like mine because sometimes we're talking about the same thing different day. You know, and you're like, what are we supposed to do? You know, and it's always the same answer. Well, you eat right, you do. And even when they come up with these new studies, like I've told you, same story, different day. It's all about eating right. You know, we've been telling people to eat vegetables and fiber for decades. That hasn't changed. It hasn't changed at all. Now, we were talking last hour about Stephen Hawking, right? Stephen Hawking, British scientist. I mean, did a lot of work with the black hole, a lot of his theories. Very, very smart man. Went to Cambridge. Many of you are familiar with his work. Stephen Hawking is 70 years old and still alive with Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease is the upper motor neuron disease, very debilitating neurological disease. You lose the ability to walk, you become paralyzed, and then eventually you lose the ability to breathe because the muscles lose their nerves. And he's still alive. I mean, he's in a wheelchair. He has one of those vocal synthesizers. He's upset that he lost his British accent because the vocal synthesizer gives him an American accent. But, I mean, here he is. He's 70 years old. He started getting Lou Gehrig's disease in his 20s. And here he is, 70 years old, he's still alive. You know, now, of course, quality of life now isn't as good. But, you know, sometimes with medicine, we just surprise ourselves. We just absolutely surprise. You know, one thing I've learned is you just can't predict. We were talking about Etta James coming out of the hospital. Etta James is now home. Remember a couple weeks ago, they said, oh, my gosh, she's in, you know, with the leukemia, stage 4. We had to put her on a respirator. Publicist said this is the end. You know, we're by her bedside. And then she gets taken off the respirator, thank God, and now she's home. Now, you know, she has dementia, and, you know, she is still, you know, dealing with leukemia. But, you know, one thing I learned as a medical student is you really can't call it. You know, you think you may know, you can't call it. Some people are just going to surprise you. All right, so look, you do the best you can. Just do the best you can. And if you think you're starting to lose some of your mentation, I would, you know, see your doctor, have your doctor do one of those mini mental status tests. I've done one of those on air. I wonder if I have a YouTube clip on that where we went through the mini mental status test so you guys could do it at home. Like, if you do the mini mental status test, it kind of checks some easy things. Like, the doctor will give you a list of three words, like book, ball, and kid. And then ask you those same for you to recall them 5 minutes later and then 10 minutes later. And they'll say, I mean, I should probably do that after the break. All right, what were those three words? You're like, huh, what, huh? No, I wasn't listening. Then they'll ask you to spell world backwards. And you're like, well, D-L-R-O-W. I mean, it's kind of hard. They'll also ask you to do serial 7. Start at 100 and subtract by 7 and go as far as you can. With those of us that stunk at math, that's hard. So like 100, 93, oh boy, 80. I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I've been on radio. 93 minus 7 is 86, 79. You know, it's hard to do. It's hard to do, but you do serial 7. So, and then I guess they ask you to draw an object. There's a variety of things you do with the mini mental status. But a lot of us, we don't do as well as we thought. And if that's the case, they may want to, you know, have a neurologist take a peek, do some evaluation. But, I mean, we're all scared of getting Alzheimer's. We all are. And the study saying a lot of us, it started in our 40s, really freaks us out. But like I said, I think we're better off than we think. Okay, don't go away. When we come back, I want to talk about some Titanic artifacts as well as, I'll figure it out. 1-877-9- Oh, yeah. Dogs know how we feel. Dogs are smarter than we think. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate. We're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you are having an awesome day. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I promise. Absolutely promise I will make sure I stay up to date with all the medical updates. I was on the radio all day today, so I kind of goofed off and I didn't give you all, you know, the news I should have. All right, good. Okay, lots to talk about still. Very interesting. I am just absolutely fascinated by this study where they said dogs can actually pick up on our human intentions. They say dogs are a lot like babies. They actually, and I think a lot of us have known that. That's why we think dogs are so smart, but we didn't know how smart they were. They said a dog's skills are equivalent to six-month-old babies. They're very sensitive to cues. They know they're spoken to. They understand eye contact. They get what, you know, the mommy look. Like, if I give my kids a mommy look, but they're supposed to freeze, usually they laugh. Well, you could give a mommy look to a dog, and they understand that. And it's true. I give mommy looks to the dog all the time. Like, who did pee-pee house, right? Who did poo-poo on my foot? You know, that kind of thing. And I look at the dog, and they know. They know something's wrong. All right. They say research shows that dogs are sensitive to the cues signaling humans' communicative intent in a way that is analogous to pre-verbal human infants. So a six-month-old that can't talk, obviously, can pick up on a lot of mama or daddy's facial expressions. They say a study done last July found that domesticated dogs were more likely to beg for food from a person looking at them as opposed to someone who wasn't paying attention. In a USA Today article, one canine intelligence expert, that would be a fun job, said he found that dogs have the developmental abilities of a human two-year-old, and the average dog was capable, get this, of learning the meanings of 165 words. 165 words. My kids don't. You know, brush teeth, huh? What? Brush teeth? Put the seat down. Take a use soap. Yeah, I mean, my kids, I don't even know if my kids know 165 words. They say through eye tracking techniques, researchers were able to determine the dogs were more likely to follow the human when they were spoken to and received direct eye contact. Researchers say if you talk to your dog in baby talk voice, keep doing it. Oh, I do. I go, oh my gosh, my little babies. Well, you know what? My kitty cats, it's a different voice with my kitty cats because I'm like, kitty cats, this is tiny. The kitty cats, the dogs are like Apollo. I wanted to name our dogs Mac and Cheese. We had two yellow labs. We had two cats, Shake and Bake. So I wanted our dogs to name Mac and Cheese. And my husband wouldn't do it. So he named them Apollo and Zeus. And then he gave Zeus to a family that really wanted a dog. And so we have Apollo. And I hate that because it's three syllables. I like having, you know, one syllable, you know, so you could scream, Mac, Mac. So I'm really mad because I thought Mac and Cheese would have been really, really cute. All right. So, yeah, dogs know 165. Then how come they still do poo-poo house? I mean, you know, if you go poo-poo outside, you'd think they would get that. I you know what? Maybe because labs are kind of stupid. What do they say is the smartest dog? They say poodles, standard poodles are the smartest dog. They say German shepherds are pretty smart. Dachshunds are smart. We went through this on the show. We talked about a list of smartest dogs. And, you know, we have yellow labs. We have a Alaskan-Japanese something mix. It was a rescue dog, so we don't know. She was rescued and all matted down, and the Humane Society got her. And so we really don't know, but she's a lot smarter than the lab. The lab's stupid. Very, very stupid. Okay, I'm fascinated by the Titanic, as many of you, and we're coming into its 100th anniversary. I mean, very sad day, April 15, 1912, is when the Titanic sank, killing over 1,500 people. Well, apparently, there is a treasure trove, they say, of multiple artifacts that was discovered from the Titanic that is going to be up for auction, valued at about $189 million, but they must stay together. So the winner has to be the collection steward, has to preserve it, and the ship's remains for future generations. So they're not just giving it to anybody with money. This has to be somebody that's going to take care of it. And I put the pictures up on my Facebook. Now, I didn't put it on my Facebook fan page. I'll do that because I know a lot of you can't add me on my regular Facebook. I think when it maxes at 5,000, you can't add on. Not that I have that many friends. I don't know most of the people on there. But I don't have that many friends. No one likes me. But on the Facebook fan page, it's unlimited. So make sure you friend me there and remind me. And I'll put the Titanic artifact pictures. I mean, gorgeous. It's a dollar bill. It's a banknote dollar bill. It says silver certificate. Beautiful with the bald eagle on there. And, you know, it's gorgeous. And then there's a gold coin. There's some spectacles, there's a watch, you know, there's a necklace that says Amy. And, you know, when I saw this, I'm like, there's a necklace and it says Amy. It's a beautiful, I mean, it looks like a piece of jewelry any one of us would wear now in modern day. And you wonder why they didn't find the family members. I mean, how many women named Amy would have been on the ship? You'd think they would have, you know, given that to one of the, you know, I mean, unless maybe it was found so late. There's a purse, there's a vest, some china. And you know what blows my mind, which I think we've all kind of noticed, is whenever we see artifacts from the Titanic, you know, you're like, looking at this, it's 100 years old. They were underwater for decades, and they're still sturdy. They look better than most of the crap we have nowadays, doesn't it? I mean, they must have made things so much better than they do now. It blows my mind. We have a Titanic exhibition here in Las Vegas. It's a great one. Beautiful artifacts. Oh, yeah, and one other thing that you'll see at the exhibition here that the bidder is going to get is also actually a piece of the ship. Steel wall of the ship. I mean, it's going to be huge. They say it's an actual piece of the ship's 17-ton hull. Well-preserved cups and saucers and clothing. And I mean, who has the money, of course, but it has to go to someone that's going to take care of it. Yeah, I told you I have a book from the Titanic. I have one of the first books written after the Titanic sank. It was written in 1912, if I remember correctly. And I have it. I'm trying to preserve it because every time I open it to read it, it starts to fall apart. But it's very interesting to hear a 1912 recount of Titanic from what you hear now. You know, because when you read this, they talk about how, you know, the women were running around, you know, without hats. You know, such this, and that was a big thing. You know, women weren't supposed to run around without hats. You know, so I mean, you see how their depiction of it is fascinating that time. And you know, somebody had dressed up as a woman, so he was able to get on the boats, and that man was still out large, and they're trying to find him. You know, hopefully hunt him down. And so it's a fascinating recount. But I don't have anything specifically from the Titanic. This was just one of the first books written after the sinking. And oh gosh, I'd love an art. Effect, but ooh, pretty expensive. All right, this hot air balloon crash, you heard about this in New Zealand, kills 11. Hot air balloon crash killed 11 people near a rural New Zealand town. This is such a shame. Police have confirmed, oh, this is such a shame, multiple deaths. They said that the balloon struck power lines that set it on fire, causing the balloon to crash in farmland. People were watching this. They said two people jumped from the basket before it hit the ground, of course, but unfortunately, it didn't work. I don't even think I want to go forward with this study, but this story. But it was a shame. You know, my husband was saying, you know, if you ever go to Africa, there's a way to look at the safari through a hot air balloon. You know, now probably you're right. There's probably not power lines, but I'm still nervous about hot air balloons. I know they're all over the place. They make nice sounds. It just, I mean, at least I guess in a glider, plane glider, you can maybe have a possibility of landing. These hot air balloons scare the heck out of me, but my husband's mad at me because I told him if he ever, I mean, not that we could ever afford to go to Africa, but if we ever win the lottery or something and we go, you know, no, we're going to do the caravan style. We'll be on the ground. I do not want to be above the ground. I would rather be rammed by a zebra than in a hot air balloon. But that's just me. All right. Also in medical news, researchers have identified liver cancer risk factors. And even though hepatitis C seems to be the biggest blame, they're also saying obesity. They think obesity could be the cause of liver cancer. Now, this kind of bothers me because you know how many of us have fat in the liver? You know, we have fat in the liver. Now, they aren't saying we have to worry yet about fatty livers. But obesity and liver cancer, that's not something I want to hear because that's not an easy cancer. So we'll probably spend more time on this next show. But, guys, try and have a great rest of the day. And I will be back. Visit my email if you have any medical questions that you want to ask me personally. And follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.